And they managed to get over North Melbourne by 29 points. And the big turnaround came from this man himself. It ended up with 25 disposals and 4 clearances, 476 metres gained, and all thanks to McGain Real Estate, sold by McGain again. We've got Rory Laird on the line. Hello, Rory.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Going well. Mate, half-time, you're under pressure. The response needed to happen in the engine room, and what were the midfield coaches saying to you in the rooms at half-time?
Yeah, there's a few red lights going off at half time. It wasn't going the way we wanted to, but, you know, credit to North Melbourne and, David Uniacki, I should say, Simkin, they really got the ball going forward, and they're getting, you know, shoulder down straight through the front of stoppage. So we were able to rectify it after last time. We sort of changed up a few structures and some of the things, especially we're doing in the centre bounce. And, you know, credit to the whole team, really. We were able to run over the top of them in the end, but yeah, it was a little bit hairy at halftime.
Rory, is there any lessons there about what you can do as a group rather than wait for the coaches to correct it at halftime? Is there a lesson coming out of that?
To be honest, we actually changed a few things, Rooch, on the field and during the quarter. It just was a sort of 10-15 minute period where it was just going their way and they were just getting their hands on it. And they actually played it really smart. They were getting through sort of where we were hitting the ball. And yeah, it was sort of a patch there where they just had a lot of momentum, and we've had a few of those during the year, but luckily we were able to be, you know, a goal down at half time, and we're able to sort of bring it back to how we did it in the second half, and a lot of the numbers indicate that we got on top of them.
Davies Uniac, you saw him up close and personal. We had 37 touches, only 3 in the last quarter though, Lairdy, and Berry went to him and did a pretty good job. But two-part question: how good is he in the flesh? And it was a pretty good job by young Berry on him in the last quarter.
Yeah, he's pretty impressive player. He's really picking it up this year. He's obviously hasn't been at this kind of level for a couple of years, but you just see the actual potential that he's got as a player. He doesn't look fast, but my God, he's powerful, lads. He's strong through the hips. The way he's been able to find the ball and actually get them out of centre clearances and around the ground on the weekend and be able to hit the scoreboard, he's going to be a pretty special player, I think. And on the flip, as you said, we put Sam Berry to him. I think halfway through the third, we sort of thought that's it. He's done enough damage. And Berry went to him and really nullified his, you know, open field play and around stoppage. And I think that's the two-way game that Sam Berry's got going for him at the moment. He's a pressure player, and you know, you've seen him actually find the footy and kick goals in the second half of the year. But when we needed someone to sort of step up and stop someone, who was the man to go to?
Rory, you're out of the bottom four. You've had more wins than you did last year. Is the best way to finish this rebuild confidence-boosting season to beat Port Adelaide twice in showdowns?
Well, I don't think we've done that for too long, Roach.
2017, Rory.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it'd be nice to get the two up on them this year, but obviously after the weekend and sort of how they've been performing, it's going to be a pretty difficult task. So in saying that, I think we're actually playing some pretty strong football. You know, even before the Carlton win, I think we're playing a pretty strong brand and pretty consistent footy. So I think we're in a pretty good spot to sort of challenge him this week.
Lairdy, you're second in the comp for tackles behind Sam Berry. Do you guys have a bit of a knock around at training who was going to lead the comp? You're 10 behind him now. Is there any chance that you can get past him this weekend? I know you're in front of probably your old mate Brad Crouch, 2x3.
Yeah, no, I think Sammy might have me covered there. He just seems to do it every single week, is 10+. And I think for years to come, he'll be sort of at the top of that table. But I don't think I'll catch him now. I think unless he's sort of... either misses the game for some reason or decides to take a week off, which I know he won't, then I'll probably be stuck behind him, I reckon.
Rory, as a midfielder, you're looking at Port Adelaide and saying they don't care about hit-outs, but they do care about clearances. What are you making of that Finlayson-Dixon combination?
Yeah, it's working really well for them. I think Finlayson and Dixon play really smart, especially Jeremy. He's a little bit undersized for ruck, whereas Charlie's a man mountain, but obviously not a lot of ruck experience in there. They're very smart around there. They've got a lot of experience. You know, Ollie Wines and Travis Blake play pretty smart, and they sort of use it as the extra midfielder in there. And that's, you know, we've found at times when you get an extra number around the ball, it actually works really well. So it's on us to actually get the midfield connection proper on the weekend so they actually can't do that, but at the same time making sure that they can't sort of chain the ball out and use it, and, you know, they're pretty potent going forward. So it's a really difficult challenge for us to sort of face this week.
So what's it telling us about Ruckman?
You tell me, Rich, what do you reckon?
we don't need him.
Non-existent. Maybe I'll jump in for a ruck this weekend if
you might as well.
If you're paying out.
You might as well.
Lady, we heard Darcy Fogarty and Thilthorpe have been going and seeing someone for their confidence, and we're seeing that with Darcy Fogarty. He's just exploded. Mm. The boy from the southeast, he's sort of a mild-mannered sort of a cat, but now he's got the chest up and really playing well. He looks like he can go on with it, probably have an even bigger year next year.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see sort of what he's done this back half of the year. It was noted that he's sort of up and down with his form early on, and you know, there was glimpses there, but it was just a matter of doing it, you know, consistently for four quarters. And, you know, I've spoken on here before, his work rate and his ability to actually cover the ground is, I don't think a lot of people get to see it. We sort of see it with behind the vision goals, and there's a lot of extra stuff that he does away from the ball that's putting him in these positions to be able to kick goals. And we pretty much just got to get it to him anywhere inside sort of 45 to 50, and he can kick it from the boundary, he can kick it anywhere. He's super dangerous, and he's doing a lot of work off that to get in those positions. So I think this is sort of the floor now, which is pretty exciting for what, you know, the potential of a player he could become.
Rory, time does fly. 9 years since you played your first showdown in round 19 against Port Adelaide in 2013. What's your memory of it?
Rooch, I had an absolute shocker that day. I was playing on Robbie Gray a lot of the time. Yeah, no, I had a stinker. And I was obviously on Chad Wingard for the last mark too. So, I'll try and erase that one from the memory bay, Rooch, but thanks for bringing it up. That's really nice.
So if it's Robbie Gray's last show, Dan, how are you going to feel about seeing him for the last time?
Oh, well, look, it sounds wrong, but I'm pretty happy not to line up against Robbie Gray. He seems to just perk up for every showdown. He's been an absolute, you know, master of the game, and you know, the ability for him to play out as a small forward as dynamic as he has, you know, and be so dangerous around there. But then for years he's just been like, right, I will go in the midfield and do the same thing, and he, you know, he can take over games from anywhere. So as bad as it sounds, I'm pretty happy to see the back of him, but obviously he's been, you know, a star of not only Port Adelaide, you know, one of their greatest players, but you know, a showdown master and a great of the actual game as well.
Yeah, no, well said. Well understood.
Lady, I spoke to Butters before. If it's Robbie Gray's last game, it's round 22, both not playing finals. Could there just be a little bit of extra spice in this one if a few people aren't too worried about missing round one next year?
Look, there's usually a little bit extra just for, you know, the actual rivalry that goes on in the town. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bit fired to go. And obviously, if that is the case, down at Port, they're going to be pretty fired up. So if it's anything like Josh Kennedy's last game the other week, it'll be loud, it'll be pretty hostile. So, that was sort of a bit of an entree for this week.
How do you feel about it being the last game of the year? We haven't had it for a long time. There used to be a debate of whether it was right or wrong. How do you feel about it?
Have the showdowns the last game you made, Rich?
The last game of the home and away season.
Oh, look, I think it's, you know, any time you sort of see a showdown in the fixture, you pick yourself up for it, and that's, you know, obviously due to the rivalry and also just the actual feel around town. You get a lot of, you know, people speaking to you, and it's always going to be Port and vice versa. So it's always exciting to play them, and, you know, I'm pretty happy to play any round of the year, Rich, but sort of adds a little bit extra to the last round, which makes it a bit of fun.
Well, Lady, does that mean that the Port boys and the Crows boys can go to the Ramsgate straight after the game and just catch up and have a beer?
Yeah, that might be the go. See how we go.
Yeah, it'd be an interesting Mad Monday then.
Yeah, it certainly would.
Yeah, might join them.
Hey, Lady, appreciate you coming on, mate. You've been superb the last couple of weeks, and look forward to seeing you run around to the showdown. We'll chat again soon, mate.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Roy Laird there, thanks to McGain Real Estate. And that's why everywhere you go, there's a sign popping up saying sold by McGain again.